We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to us anytime, anywhere. The Sports Leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, let's get into it with Carolina Hurricanes pregame. A web host, Mike Maniscalco, joining us back in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia in advance of tonight's matchup at KeyBank Center. The Hurricanes are in town to take on the Sabres. Mike, how have you been?
I've been great, guys, actually. And as you know, with the job, when the team you cover is winning, everything gets easier to do. So the Hurricanes, right before the All-Star break, caught fire on a trip out to Western Canada, and they've been playing their best hockey of the season, so things are going pretty well.
You know, it's funny, Mike, because when we talked to you last, we were thinking it was right after the Skinner trade. Oh, gosh, this is a Carolina team that maybe they're in rebuild mode. After all, you're dealing for future assets. But entering tonight, both the Sabres and the Hurricanes with 54 points. How surprised have you been with the play of the Canes overall this season that they're in a position here to perhaps make a playoff run?
You know, not very, because when you take a look at the other moves that the Canes made, yes, they lost Jeff Skinner, but that came from the point of, we're going to go through a season and take a look at what's happening in Columbus. Do you wait all year trying to figure out, do you get a contract done? Do you not get a contract done? Like what's going on with Sergei Bobrovsky and Artemi Panarin. But the Canes went out, they made a deal where they brought in Michael Ferland and Dougie Hamilton, and Dougie Hamilton is starting to heat up on the blue line for this team at the right time, but I'm not surprised, because they've always been close. It was just about finding another gear. And under new first-year head coach Rod Brind'Amour, they found that gear, guys.
Now talk about Brind'Amour for a second, Mike, because you know I remember him being a leader on the ice as a player. Feisty, of course, history there with the Hurricanes. But you know, to see him come in and make an impact as a head coach, I mean, the Hurricanes got a good one in Brind'Amour behind the bench.
You know, they did, and it's surprising, because for me, I'm never generally a fan of if a coach leaves or there's a changeover that way that you have somebody who's on that staff. Sometimes you look outside the organization. Rod Brind'Amour was the right guy for this job because he knew the players. He knew the talent level that was coming in. He and Tom Dundon hit it off right away, the new owner of the Carolina Hurricanes. And every guy in that locker room respects Rod Brind'Amour because he's done just about every job. He's been in every situation you can think of, and he pushes the right buttons. And he's just as fiery as a coach as he was as a player, but it's the respect that he commands and when he walks in the room that is a big difference for this team, that when he says something, it carries a lot of weight with the guys in the room, and you're seeing it with how they play.
We're talking to Hurricanes pregame web host Mike Maniscalco, the Buffalo native, joining us here in the sports bar. Jeff Skinner, what's been the reaction down there in Raleigh in putting up the numbers he has in Buffalo? Because, I mean, to be honest, Mike, I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop here. What am I missing here? Why did the Canes give him away, in my opinion, for so little?
I keep going back to this and seeing you guys cover the Sabres closely. I could, and I'm not answering a question with a question, but how many Sabre fans asked how could Jason Botterill give Evander Kane away for so little? You know, and it's just the nature of the beast now. It's hard to trade. Jeff Skinner basically held a lot of the cards into where he was going to get traded, and Jason Botterill was smart. He knew that the other teams that were part of the no-movement clause where he would be willing to go wasn't a fit. So it just got to a contract impasse. You know, Jeff Skinner's group didn't want to sit in a situation of, are we not going to get a contract done? The Hurricanes didn't want to sit in that situation either. So they just felt it was best, don't go into the season with this as a question. Let's just make a tie and cut the ties and make the best deal that was there. And, you know, surprisingly, that was the best deal because nobody else was willing to make any other offers for Jeff Skinner. And if you're going to say if there's a negative to Jeff's game, he's not a complete player. He's not a guy who's going to win a Selke trophy. He doesn't go back into his own end, but he's a goal scorer. And I think that there's a little bit of the, you know, nail biting and the wringing of hands. How do you let a 30-goal scorer go away in exchange for Cliff Poo and draft picks? And, you know, that's been the problems there. But the fact that the Canes are winning, that's not as loud of a cry as it was, say, in December when the Canes were struggling to find their way.
Sure, yeah. Winning is one hell of a deodorant when you talk about a deal like that. We're talking with Carolina Always. Hurricanes pregame and web host Mike Maniscalco here on the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia looking ahead to tonight's game. Who do you got starting in goal tonight for the Canes? Is it going to be Curtis McElhinney? And is his role going to increase if he continues to outpace Mrazek?
It will be Curtis McElhinney tonight. After that performance against Pittsburgh, you have to go back to him with the shutout. But really, the coaching staff has done a great job managing the workload. And part of it is Curtis is you know, at 35 years old, he's been working through a little bit of a lower body injury situation this year and, you know, getting his way through it. And the coaching staff has really picked, you know, the right goalie at the right moment all year long. And for Peter Mrazek, the numbers don't show it, guys, but he's been outstanding for this team. You know, he's just been a hard luck guy in a couple of losses. That's why the record stands where it is. He's been in a couple of shootout games for the Hurricanes. That's why the goals against average is a little bit higher than Curtis McElhinney. But Curtis has been, since being picked up on waivers from Toronto, exactly what the doctor ordered from a backup kind of role. And I don't think that you're going to see the saddle be put on Curtis. I think, if anything, you might see a 50-50 or 60-40 with the guys here down the stretch in the final 29 games.
Funny how Carolina and Buffalo are in the same position here, because their teams right now, I don't know if they're built to win the Cup this year. And in the case of Buffalo, you have a good AHL team in Rochester. But holy cow, Carolina has everything going with the Charlotte Checkers. So, I mean, will Carolina not touch that at all? What should your fans expect there come trade deadline?
Well, I think 9 years without the postseason, if the Hurricanes can make a trade that makes sense, not just for this year, but Don Waddell, the general manager, said this the other day, but a hockey trade that makes sense moving forward for the next few years, that's what the Hurricanes are going to do. They're not going to go in and bring in a rental player. And if anything, they almost have a luxury of doing that with Michael Ferland's contract situation. If they don't get a right offer, either a contract hammered out with him to extend and stay in Carolina, or a good deal from somebody from outside the organization, they can hang on to Michael Ferland. And he's like their pickup. And Jordan Staal, who is missed the last month with a concussion, when he comes back, that's like an addition. So the Canes have a couple of aces up their sleeve that they don't necessarily have to go outside the organization to get somebody to come in and help them with a playoff run.
And this is before you even talk about an acquisition that they've already made. And Nino Niederreiter, in the last five goals in the last seven games, Mike, you know, coming in from Minnesota, talk about the impact he's made with Carolina.
You ever, you know, the saying, hand in glove? I mean, he just was a fit. Canes needed a goal scorer. This is the old Bill Parcells. I'm going to say no disrespect to Victor Rask, but when I say that, the Canes could replace Victor Rask with Greg McKegg or Clark Bishop on their lineup without having, you know, without losing anything as to what Rask has been producing for this team. And then they bring in a 20-goal scorer who, A, is a great guy in the locker room, and B, they needed somebody who can score in a different variety of ways. And, you know, Niederreiter gets a fresh start, and it's just worked out perfect for both parties.
Mike, as we wrap this up tonight, I want to thank your team, because I'm the optics of this tonight. I'm going to have a smile on my face watching the Sabres at home in the white sweaters. Is that true, the story that your owner doesn't exactly like wearing the whites, and he insists on wearing the dark jerseys on the road or all the time whenever you can?
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that story. He is not a fan of the white jerseys. He likes the red jerseys and the alternate black jerseys that the team has, and he's trying to brand the team, and he likes the brand that they look when they're wearing the dark jerseys. So, yeah, you guys are welcome to see the days of when we were growing up of Mike Foligno and Gilbert Perreault in the white jerseys in Western New York. Yeah. So you're welcome.
I love it. Mike, we know you're on a time crunch. We really appreciate you carving out some time for us this afternoon. Have a good call tonight. Looking forward to the game and talking to you again real soon.
You got it, guys. Just so you know, the reason why I had to cut it short, I have to head to an elevator, and you know how reliable cell phones are in elevators. So
smart. We can appreciate that.
I just wanted to give you the heads up. Anytime, boys. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Appreciate that. Mike Maniscalco covers Carolina Hurricanes pregame, web host. You can check him out. And also, yeah, just, you know, when we get a Western New York guy, when we have the chance to talk to a Western New York guy who's gone off and done other, like, always, love talking to him.
That's the forgotten hockey market, right? They won the Cup, and we remember that because they advanced over the Sabres. And if Jay McKee doesn't have a staph infection, maybe the Sabres go and win their first Cup, because I think they would have taken out Edmonton. Not that I'm bitter about that.
God, I remember. I kind of erase it from memory because I want to forget that they lost to the Hurricanes in the finals. But that is the most... that is the least memorable Stanley Cup final, I think, of all time.
You're right. Carolina-Edmonton. You know how, like, Saint fans didn't want to watch the Super Bowl? I remember, like, oh, I'm not watching this. I couldn't tell you anything about that final, Carolina and Edmonton, right? That was pointless. But that franchise, I mean, they were on the ropes for a while, but now they got a new owner, and he's trying different things. He's putting the team in Hartford Whaler gear every so often. He's trying to brand the team by not even wearing white jerseys at all. Learned about that story because they went up to Montreal, and he told the Canadiens, hey, you're going to wear your whites tonight. We're Montreal. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
At some point, the NHL is going to step in, right? At some point, they're going to be like, hey, look, you might have a preference, but we're in the business of selling jerseys. That includes your whites. Wear the whites. Damn what you think. I don't know. At some point, I would think, well, it's Bettman, so probably not.
No, Bettman's not going to pick that fight.
If you missed that conversation, we'll have it for you on demand shortly at ESPNRochester.com. Nice preview of tonight's action. Mike Maniscalco, Carolina Hurricanes pregame and web host, joining us here in the Sports Bar. And, of course, tonight's action you can hear right here on the Sports Leader. 7 o'clock, it all gets underway from Key Bank Center, the Buffalo Sabres hosting the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, yesterday we talked to, in the Jeff Skinner conversation, he danced around that. I mean, he can say that... I want to challenge Maniscalco, but we didn't have enough time where he was equating the Skinner trade to the Evander Kane trade. I'm sorry. Evander Kane in San Jose, we know his character. That's going to blow up at some point, at least you would think. When we had Matthew Coller on our show yesterday, former host on ESPN Rochester, now hosting a show out in Minnesota, and he actually writes for ESPN.com covering the NHL, so you throw him any question, and certainly he follows the numbers, he does the analytical side, and we asked him point blank, I mean, what would you do if you're the Buffalo Sabres when it comes to Jeff Skinner?
I think you go to Jeff Skinner and you just ask him how much. And then you write that check and you hand it to him and you watch him score a bunch of goals for the next 7 years playing with Jack Eichel. That would be my plan.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think everybody that we've talked to about Jeff Skinner and what the Sabres should do with Jeff Skinner, to the man, it's been, yeah, whatever he wants, you sign him.
Whatever he wants, and including this, keep him with Jack Eichel. Because if you move him off the line for a few weeks just to experiment, well... Chances are he can just kind of reevaluate things.
Look, I don't know if I want to agree to that. I mean, is you're really putting all of your eggs in two players, and this is still a team. You still need to do what's best for the team. I mean, you know, as a selfish Chicago Blackhawks fan, I always wanted to see Taze and Kane on the same line. And sometimes it didn't work out. Sometimes you had to put Kane on the second line with whoever, or Taze on the second line. Whatever, however it works, you work it out. For what's best for the team, you find that balance and you shuffle up the lineup when you need to. And look, it, you know, took two periods to figure out, well, you should put Skinner back with Eichel in the third period against Minnesota the other night. That's what we saw.
And they're going back to that line, by the way, tonight. So, right. End of experiment.
Well, yes. He keeps talking about the spark, Housley. He keeps, we gotta just try to find a spark. Gotta find a spark. What is this magic you're speaking of? This spark? That's you. You create the spark. You're the head coach.
You want to know where you got the spark from? Who's not producing? Ellie. Hey, Ellie, down to Rochester. Let's bring back up C.J. Smith. C.J. Smith scores. How about... Now, don't laugh when I say this. Larson goes in tonight. Tage Thompson. Tage Thompson hasn't been doing so well here the last 6 weeks. It's time he needs a little break, in my opinion. Larson goes in tonight. These are not... They're not crazy ideas, Danger. Who's not playing well? Get somebody else in there. And I'm talking as the Rochester guy here. We talked to Brayton Wilson. You have talent in Rochester. Make another move. Maybe it's time you bring a Nylander up. And if you say Nylander isn't, you know, playing well, and you're not paying attention.
I think there would be people who say, what about O'Regan? O'Regan's certainly earned that. I mean, he's been underrated all season as well. Olofsson. Well, you know, you can make... plenty of cases. It's still a work in progress. So I think the bottom line with the Sabres is all of this shuffling of the lines and all of this movement, I think it just kind of shows that it's still a work in progress. They're still trying to find their way. And I think that's more than anything a function of how young this team still is.
It would be difficult to stomach, though, for Sabre fans. You missed the playoffs, not because you couldn't get past Columbus, that Columbus fell out of it, that Carolina got in? Carolina's not supposed to get in. We took their best player. No, no. That's why tonight, put this dog down. Just take care of the Canes. I'm sorry. Maybe I have a disdain for them that goes back to 2006 and the Cup final that wasn't for the Buffalo Sabres. But to me, this is the franchise in Raleigh, sorry, that shouldn't exist, okay? Honestly.
And keep an eye on, I know we've been spending a lot of time talking about Columbus potentially falling out of a playoff position. And I'm not saying they're going to fall out of a playoff position, but keep an eye on what's going on in Pittsburgh. Losing 4-0 to Carolina. Injuries to Malkin.
We just assume they're going to be there, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That this is the year that...
Yeah, a couple teams in the East to watch. Watch Pittsburgh going in one direction. And then, I hate to say it, but watch Philadelphia coming in another direction. Philadelphia's hot right now. So, you know, right now it seems like the Sabres are competing with, you know, teams like Carolina and teams like Columbus. Watch out for those two teams. They always seem to find a way. And maybe Pittsburgh this time finds a way out rather than in. Again, 7 o'clock tonight, you can hear the action here on ESPN Rochester. The Sabres hosting the Hurricanes. Sabres looking for their second win in a row. That would be the first time they'd have back-to-back wins since?
December 11th, 13th.
Damn.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's serve up NFL appetizers next. Top stories of the day from around the National Football League, served up in bite-sized form, and it's brought to you by Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years online at alexsribs.com.
News from Kyler Murray today. We'll tell you what he's up to and perhaps his plans here for the NFL Combine. News from the Rams, the Raiders, and also you've got some Pittsburgh news we got to get to.
Uh-huh. It's all on the way. NFL appetizers in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.